John, John, are we there yet? She whispered again. Are we here? He turned and looked out across the fleet, beyond the skies and to the edge of his world. Quietly, he whispered back. Almost, my love, almost. Take me back to the storm once again. And all at once the sky seemed to seethe and darken, as if the world had been shaken, held in the grasp of ferocious hands, the view shattered into thunderous rain. There was no difference between the clash and roar of the bar of rounded stones and the hardness of pebbles as the sea mightily pounded in gusts of grey and steel against the broken beach. He held her tight, gasping for breath, as she tried to break free herself from him, break free and run, run madly, crazily into the wind that threatened to hurl them both like rag dolls into the opening jaws of a screaming sea. And they could both see it, against the horizon, like a splattered fly against the glass. A ship leaning over, sails torn and flapping, figures like ants struggling to right the ship that was threatening to capsize as it rolled down and along great walls of waves and sinking reflections of a raging, simmering sky.